Christmas just round the corner, we break our chronological journey through the archives this week to go back to Christmas 1945. We're in Krocehlavy, a suburb of the industrial town of Kladno near Prague. This was home to the survivors of one of the horrors of the wartime occupation, the murder in 1942 of all the men and most of the children of the nearby village of Lidice. Only one Lidice family had survived the massacre intact. Josef Horák was one of two young pilots from the village who had fled at the beginning of the occupation, and he spent the war serving in Britain's Royal Air Force. After the liberation, he moved straight back to Czechoslovakia with his English wife Wynne and their two small children. The family was a symbol of a new life for Lidice, and over Christmas 1945, Czechoslovak Radio arranged a radio bridge to Britain from a Christmas party in the Horák's living room. Here is a slightly edited version of that broadcast.
Hello, Britain. We want you to join us at a very special Christmas party which is being given here in Krocehlavy, close to the martyred village of Lidice. In this house lives Josef Horák, one of the only two men who survived Lidice and who served during the war as squadron leader in the RAF. It is Josef Horák and his English wife and their two baby sons, Vašek and Josef, who are giving this party for the other Lidice children. And here in their sitting room, everything is ready for the fun to begin. There is a wonderful Christmas tree in the corner. The walls are hung with branches of fir tree and mistletoe. In the next room, the table is already laid. And in the kitchen over there is a real English plum pudding, specially flown over from London by friends in the RAF. Is everybody here now, Mr. Horák?
Yes, I think we are all here. You know, we are a little afraid of this Christmas. We all live together here in Krocehlavy, so as not to feel so lonely, especially the women whose children have still not been found. We all try to help each other.
Eva wants to play with her toys. All right, Eva, let's go over to the Christmas tree. Well, those children who are not playing Kolokolo Mlinsky are now floating their little boats of light. This is one of our old Czech customs. A nutshell with a little candle each floating on a bathtub sea. Which boat will arrive safely at the other shore? Well, their little boats of life are safe now. And so are ours, let us hope. Well, what is it, Vašek, dear?
Mommy, look at my boat.
This is baby Horák speaking.
Yes, dear, it's a beautiful boat. But come over here, dear. We want you to say a few words into the microphone.
What is the microphone?
If you speak into it, people who are not in this room can hear you.
Can many people hear me?
Very many. All the people in the great wide world.
Merry Christmas to you, big wide world.
And everlasting peace. And with this carol, Lidice sends Christmas greetings to all the freedom-loving peoples of the world.
Christmas in 1945 with the Horák family from Lidice. This story was not to have a happy ending. With the communist takeover just over a year later, the Horák family was ostracized because of its links with the West and bullied into leaving the country again. Josef Horák died in a flying accident in 1949, having rejoined the Royal Air Force. But his widow, Wynne, and their younger son, also Josef, are both still alive and well, and living in the English county of Wiltshire, where I wish them a very happy Christmas.